Penguin Audio presents Toast, the story of a boy's hunger, written and read by Nigel Slater.
My mother is scraping a piece of burnt toast out of the kitchen window, a crease of annoyance across her forehead. This is not an occasional occurrence, a once-in-a-while hiccup in a busy mother's day. My mother burns the toast as surely as the sun rises each morning. In fact, I doubt if she's ever made a round of toast in her life that has failed to fill the kitchen with plumes of throat-catching smoke. I'm 9 now, and I've never seen butter without black bits in it. It's impossible not to love someone who makes toast for you. People's failings, even major ones such as when they make you wear short trousers to school, fall into insignificance as your teeth break through the rough, toasted crust and sink into the doughy cushion of white bread underneath. Once the warm, salty butter has hit your tongue, you're smitten, putty in their hands. Christmas cake. Mum never was much of a cook. Meals arrived on the table as much by happy accident as by domestic science. She was a chops and peas sort of a cook, occasionally going so far as to make a rice pudding, exasperated by the highs and lows of a temperamental cream and black aga and a finicky little son. She found it all a bit of an ordeal, and wished she could have left the cooking, like the washing, ironing and dusting, to Mrs. P, her woman what does. Once a year there were Christmas puddings and cakes to be made. They were made with neither love nor joy. They simply had to be done. I suppose I'd better...